We Know You Can Pay a Million by Anya Shortland. The one-sentence summary. There is a dark economy based on hacking and ransomware that is often ignored and underreported at our peril. What the book says. Cybercrime is everywhere. It is a multi-billion pound industry run by wily hacksters and fraudsters. They bankrupt business, stall governments, and steal sensitive data in return for ransoms, which they may or may not honour through the delivery of remedies such as decryption keys. Ransomware is now recognised as a serious threat to global security and the economy, yet it remains a slippery and little understood phenomenon. The author is a leading expert in illicit trading and turns the spotlight on the criminal underworld, where organised groups trade stolen information and cryptocurrencies. In a 2024 survey, more than half the enterprises in the Americas, Europe and Asia Pacific, with turnover over $10 million, experienced a ransomware attack in the previous 12 months. 63% of them faced ransom demands exceeding $1 million, and the average payment was $2 million. Gangs have taken around $1 billion of revenues since 2020. Paying a ransom does not, however, guarantee safety or fast recovery. Attackers could well have left themselves a backdoor into the system for future attack. One is essentially relying on a code of honour among thieves. The book looks at four interlinked questions. 1. How did ransomware develop from a curiosity to a minor nuisance to a major national security threat? 2. What are the implications of normalising ransom negotiations and payments? 3. What can be done to deter ransomware gangs from their callous business? And 4. How can we make computer users less vulnerable to security breaches and cyber extortion? It covers a complete history from 1989 to 2012, with its various precursors to 2013, when proper ransomware was unleashed on the private sector. From 2020 onwards, governments finally became more involved in what is now an epidemic of ransomware, with some promising beginnings of a concerted fight back now emerging. Three factors kept a lid on virtual extortion schemes until 2013. Traceability of communications, code breaking, and the interception of ransom payments. The dark web changed this, using protocols originally designed to protect the anonymity of communication between spies and dissidents in hostile states and the US intelligence community.